Well, I think my political opponents, both in Thomas Pringle and Micheál Colm Gillespie, if they actually followed the Dáil debate in relation to water charges, they would have heard me nearly 2 weeks ago say to the government and the Taoiseach of this country that who in their right mind would give over their personal information to Irish Water, given the flagrant abuse of personal information by that company in providing personal information, including bank details, to landlords of tenants. So that clearly includes me, clearly that I will not and have not returned the form. And if they paid attention to that debate 2 weeks ago, which was a debate on Irish Water in the Dáil, they would have come to that conclusion. I think what is most disappointing about this is that in the back of the biggest ever rally that Donegal has seen under the banner of Right to Water, which Sinn Féin was a co-founder of, that those political opponents of mine and of Sinn Féin have decided to come out in this personal attack again, in my view, instead of actually focusing on the government, which are on the run as a result of 200,000 people taken to the streets right across the state. But instead, what they want to do is, in my view, sow division within the Right to Water campaign. And this isn't the first time. The same thing happened in terms of the household charge. When I said I wasn't paying, they came out, particularly Micheál Colm came out and attacked me again, saying that I should go further. The reality is, they have dropped the household charge campaign. Sinn Féin continue to keep that campaign alive. We've continued to make commitments in government that we would scrap it if we're elected to government, along with water charges. But in the meantime, we will continue to fight under the banner of Right to Water with other groups who are supportive of that there, to make sure that we keep the pressure on the government where it should be.
But do your political opponents not have a point here? Because in the run-up to by-elections in Dublin and Roscommon, you did come out and say that you were going to pay water charges.
I have acknowledged that I've said at that time that I didn't want to pay Irish Water any additional thing. And I've also said in 2 weeks ago in the Dáil debate, as I challenge Enda Kenny, as I challenge Don Burton every single day in relation to Irish Water, that I said who in their right mind would hand over their personal information. Now, this is par of the course. These are political opponents who, you know, seem to just basically focus on me. The key issue here is not whether I will pay Irish Water or not. It's about trying to get everybody together who are completely opposed to Irish Water, who want water charges scrapped, to sing under the one banner, to march together and to take this government on. We have the government on the ropes, but instead what we have is two people who are involved in that campaign deciding to focus attention on me. Let's be clear about it, and I have no problem, because that's politics, but that's politics. That's about trying to get political advantage. I would actually suggest to them that they should actually focus on the government, focus on the ministers in this state, in this county, focus on the people in this county, the political parties in this county, who are not willing to give a commitment to scrap water charges. That's where our focus should be. That was the message that came out clearly on Saturday at the rally. And I think it's disappointing that we have divisions being sowed. And as I said before, when I came out very clear against the household charge, I was attacked by these same individuals because they didn't go far enough. The reality is, when you have political opponents, sometimes they will never be satisfied. Sinn Féin are very clear. In the north, we stopped water charges. In the south, if we're in government, we will stop water charges. But we don't want to wait until the next general election. That's why in every single protest right across this state on Saturday, Sinn Féin were out supporting local individuals, supporting communities, supporting other groups under the banner of Right to Water, a campaign that we helped to co-found.
Now, you just said Sinn Féin are being very clear. But in the run-up to the by-elections in Dublin and Roscommon, you said you were going to pay water charges. You're now saying you're not going to pay. Mary Lou McDonald said she was going to pay water charges. She's now saying she's not going to pay. So the message isn't clear here.
Our message is very clear. Our message is very simple. It is that we are completely opposed to water charges. We have scrapped water charges in the north. We have given a commitment that we will scrap water charges if we get into government. Not only that, we have made it as a red line issue. The second thing is, we have been part of co-founding of a Right to Water campaign, which is asking people to take to the streets to put pressure on this government to actually demand that the water charges are scrapped in the here and now. The second thing is, we are not going into calling for people to boycott this charge. We have said consistently that it's up to individuals to boycott this charge. People have made the decision themselves, and I have made it with my family at this point in time to do that. But we're not calling on others to do it, because others are responsible. They're big enough to make up their own decisions. They have to look at the additional charges that could be imposed on them. They have to look at all of that there, and they have to actually make their own decision. But Sinn Féin have been consistent. No matter what you do in this issue, no matter what personal decision you and your family come up with, we will support you 100%, just the way we did with the household charge, just the way we did with the septic tank charge, and we are committed to scrapping water charges. as I say, our political opponents want to sow division within that, and that's fine, that's politics, that's about them trying to get political advantage. I would argue that water charges are far too important, and what happened last weekend, the success of unity of all the different groups in Donegal and right elsewhere, shows that if we stick together and focus at those who are bringing in water charges, we can actually defeat this. But those, the only people who are happy today with Thomas Pringle and Micheál Colum coming out in the way that they have, is actually the government, is actually those who support water charges. And I would say, let's focus our energy on those that are actually bringing these charges in and those that support these charges.